As Act Two begins, Aioli is with her friends in an apartment in Hercules' palace. She wonders why she was born a princess, risen so high only to sink so low. If she'd led a humbler life in some cottage, that would have been enough for her. In her aria, she declares that she considers a girl blessed to live on the plains, tending flocks, and rejoicing in a young man's love. This is the sweetest and daintiest of Aioli's arias. Listen to how the vocal line and its accompaniment do their own murmuring as Aioli sings of the murmuring hills. Dejanira is starting to believe that Hercules has betrayed her. Aioli takes one look at her and knows something's wrong. What could it be when Dejanira should be so happy? She asks that question, and Dejanira lashes out at her. I had indeed been happy, but for the fatal luster of thy beauty. In her aria, Dejanira declares that anyone who's beautiful and sorrowful will always earn the sympathy of others. It's a deliberate, cool piece. And here, it's up to the singer to communicate a particularly cutting sarcasm. Aioli wonders where this suspicion is coming from. Dejanira tells her straight out, and she's actually guessed right. She believes it was Aioli's beauty that brought Hercules to the court of Aecalia, and that after he was rejected by Aioli's father as a suitor for her, he ravaged the city out of revenge. Now he's brought Aioli back as his greatest prize. Well, Aioli makes a mistake, unintentionally rubbing salt in the wound, by telling Dejanira to beware of jealousy. If you give in to it, she says, bid farewell to peace and love. You'll have nothing but pain instead. In the strong, vigorous coloratura in this piece, Aioli shows that she actually has some backbone.
Exchange for endless pain forever.
This does no good at all. Dejanira is now completely obsessed. She tells Lycus she's been betrayed by her husband, and Lycus can't believe it. His godlike master? That's impossible. He explains that Hercules is as constant as the daily rising of the sun and fading of the stars. Once again, Dejanira doesn't believe him, and she leaves, furious. Lycus knows that she's now feeling consumed by jealousy. The chorus refers to jealousy as an infernal pest that can develop from a trifle into something hateful. This is big-scale music by Handel standards and really drives the point home. Hylas comes to see Iole. She rejects the love he offers her. When he looks at her, she seems isolated from him, as if she were the goddess Diana surrounded by her nymphs. She wants to know why he's pursuing her when there's only sorrow and gloom in her heart. Hylas insists that with time, those feelings will disappear. Now she responds even more vehemently. How could she ever love the son of the man who deprived her of father, country, and liberty? Hylas begs her to forgive him. He's caught in an irresistible passion. In his aria, he remembers that the same thing has happened to the immortal gods. In the past, they'd left their heaven above to taste the sweeter heaven of love. This is a gentle, noble aria, reminding us that Handel required a floating quality for his tenors in the upper octave, but also took them occasionally down in the lower end, almost to baritone territory.
Descending joys divine a while suspending. Gods have left their heaven above to taste the sweeter heaven of love, to taste the heaven of love. Gods have left their heaven above.
Hercules and Dejanira are in their living quarters in the palace. Dejanira is now in the mood for a fight. She believes that despite Hercules' victory in Achaia, his fame is now eclipsed, and he's not half the hero he once was. He thinks that's unjust. After his latest exploit, people will revere him more than before. He refers to himself in this aria as Alcides, the name originally given him by his parents. He believes he's setting an example for future heroes. Here's Hercules at his most assertive, but as in his first aria, there's still room for coloratura as rapid and as challenging as any given to the other principals.
With breites Laster schein, with breites Laster schein, with breites Laster schein.
Now, Dejanira really gives it to Hercules. How ironic it is to her that this hero who braved the hate of Juno, who succeeded in 12 arduous labors, would be conquered by a mere girl. Oh, shame to manhood, she calls him. Oh, disgrace of arms. Her aria makes every attempt to emasculate her husband through the cut of her words. She's basically saying, you've lost your strength. All you'll care about from now on are Venus and Cupid. Few phrases in Handel are juicier for a singer to inflect than in the aria's middle section. Venus and her whining boy shall all thy wanton hours employ. Handel makes it so easy for the singer to drench every line in withering sarcasm. Dejanira then launches into the vigorous repeat of the A section, which begins with another cutting phrase directed towards her husband, resign thy club and lion's spoils, and fly from war to female toils. Hercules tries to reason with his wife. Clearly, some villain's been telling stories that would make her question his feelings for her. He's expected now at the temple. Jupiter's priests are preparing a solemn rite so that the king of the gods can be properly thanked for Hercules' success. With a last bit of urging to Dejanira to rid herself of her suspicions, he leaves. Now that she's alone, Dejanira continues to rant about her husband's supposed infidelity. She remembers that when he fell in love with her, he swore that the sun would stop rising before he'd be unfaithful. In one of the score's most beautiful passages, Dejanira addresses to the sun itself, singing, cease, ruler of the day, to rise. And she tells the moon to stop gilding the evening skies. As with her Myrtle Shades aria in Act I, this is Dejanira at her most achingly vulnerable. The aria really needs the singer to drain the color from her sound and concentrate on the words, which create simple but powerful images.
To your bright lips, we made a peace.
Now comes the drama's turning point. When Dejanira wonders how to win Hercules back, she remembers Nessus. He was a centaur, a creature in Greek mythology with the torso and face of a human male and the bottom half of a horse. Hercules needed to get across the Acheloos River with Dejanira, whom he'd just married. He was going to swim, but Nessus offered to ferry Dejanira across. Those two got to shore, and Nessus tried to rape Dejanira. They were within sight of Hercules. He shot Nessus with arrows dipped in the poisonous blood of the Hydra, a creature Hercules had killed in one of his labors. Before Nessus died, he had given his shirt to Dejanira and said, "Give it to Hercules. It will revive the flame of his love for you, and he'll never be unfaithful again." When Lycus appears, Dejanira informs him that he'll be taking to the temple a garment that will be her gift to Hercules. She asks that Hercules throw it over his shoulder by way of acknowledging the gift, Dejanira's pledge of the renewal of love. When Iole reappears, Dejanira wants her words to disguise how tortured her heart is at this moment. She apologizes to Iole. She didn't mean to insult her innocence or her beauty. Iole's so grateful that Dejanira is calmer, with her jealousy now gone, or so Iole thinks. She hopes that Dejanira can be happy in her husband's love. When Iole starts to cry, Dejanira urges her to stop. Since things are looking up for her, Dejanira herself will request that Hercules give Iole her liberty and restore her to her father's throne. In a duet, Dejanira sings that joys of freedom, joys of power, will be Iole's to enjoy. She responds that those words give her such pleasure and at last some peace. They each explode in flights of exhilarating coloratura and unite for the final cadenza. Once she's alone again, Dejanira calls on Hercules' father, Jove himself, begging for help in what she refers to as this last expedient of despairing love. The chorus joins her, calling on love, that is, Cupid, and also on Hymen, the god of weddings, to restore the marriage of Hercules and Dejanira. The mood created here, ending Act 2, could hardly be more upbeat.